President Obama, of course, is the nation's first African-American president. But after more than 3.5 years in the White House, some African-Americans seem to be wondering if they got what they voted for. Joining us live is Paul Bedard, the Washington Secrets columnist at the Washington Examiner. Good morning, Paul. Happy Father's Day.
Hey, right back at you.
Well, I guess a lot of that frustration is being expressed in a new book.
It is. I mean, the book is called The Price of Power from Frederick Harris. He's a Columbia University head of African-American politics and society center. And he basically says that President Obama is a hollow prize for African-Americans who, of course, gone through many, many decades of the Civil War, Civil Rights War. And he says that what has happened is that, you know, Obama is somewhat of a race-neutral president. We know that. He doesn't really focus on race in his presidency. And he says, he writes that, you know, blacks were hoping for a little bit more, especially on the economy, especially for attention for jobs. But the president has turned to other groups, notably, for example, illegal aliens and gays. And he says that, you know, basically African Americans have stuck with the president because they're proud, they're happy that he's the first, but they're wondering now, is it worth it?
Well, race really has been kind of a tightrope for President Obama, hasn't it? I mean, the couple of times that he has addressed race, one could argue that it's kind of backfired against him when you think about the Henry Louis Gates situation or even with the Trayvon Martin shooting. He really almost walked on eggshells around the issue of race.
He did. I mean, he has the problem of, you know, being a black man who has to deal with black issues in a society where there's still a fear of a white backlash, especially for his reelection. He won with a lot of white voters, and of course he needs to keep them for re-election. And plus, I think Harris also notes, man, the poor president, his timing was terrible. He walks into a very bad economy, so there's not a lot of money around for him to use to divvy out or to build programs that he'd like to.
Well, even if there is this disaffection being expressed by, you know, academic African-Americans, is there really a chance that African-American voters are going to outright reject President Obama at the polls this November? Or is it going to be a less of a turnout situation if African-Americans, as Professor Harris seems to suggest, are starting to feel more disappointed by the president?
Yeah, there's disappointment, but they're not going to reject him in any way. I mean, he won, I think, 97% of the vote. In the last election, he'll continue those similar numbers, so we won't see that. You'll just see a lack of enthusiasm. Same thing with younger voters, the millennials. They don't have a job. They're looking for a job. They're just angry at Washington. Guess what? They're not going to go to the polls.
All right. Thanks as always, Paul. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Nathan.
Paul Bedard is the Washington Secrets columnist at The Examiner.